Welcome to the Daily Listen. Today is Wednesday. We are looking at Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Jonah is praying from inside the belly of a great fish. And the prayer that he is offering is structured exactly like the Psalms. In fact, if you read the very first phrase, he says, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me." Those are words that are going to be echoed when Psalm 118, verse 5 is written. He's in this beautiful poetic style. He is communicating the lessons that he is going through. Notice verse 4. He says, "God, I have been banished from your sight." He's convinced this is the end of the road for him. And yet he says this, "Yet I will look again toward your holy temple." Fascinating. He's convinced it's the end of the road, and yet it's not the end of the road. And then in verse 6, he says, "But you, Lord my God, you brought my life up from the pit." You brought it up. Notice, it's in past tense. He is so convinced now of God's saving work on his life that he describes it as though it's already happened, but he's still down there in the belly of the fish. And in verse 9, he says, "I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord." Jonah is demonstrating a beautiful thing that I call the promise of praise. When you are going through challenging circumstances, make a promise to God and mean it with all your heart. Say, "God, this is difficult, but I am going to trust you, and beyond these difficult circumstances, I will praise your name. I will tell others what you've done so that your name might be lifted up." God, help us today to make the promise of praise, to believe that even when we are going through difficult times, that your good hand is directing every circumstance of our lives. Use us in the future to praise you with the memories of what you did for us in the past, which is right now, in the present.